This call is being recorded.
All right. Once again, welcome everybody to our call this evening. I'm really excited. We have an awesome guest speaker. Thank you for inviting other people. Thank you to the TAFE grads who take time out of their lives to be on the call. Thank you to those who have invited guests to be with us this evening. I am presently working on some other guest speakers that I'm really excited about. Lawrence Smith is one of them. At age 37, he had a heart attack. He followed the doctor's orders, did the blood thinners, heart medications, whatever else he did. And then 2 years later, he got another heart attack. He is now in his 60s. I think he's now 70 years old. And what changed his life? The oral chelation program. So I'm going to try and get him on our, I have got his phone number. He's agreed to do it. We just have to set aside a time. And we have a couple of other cancer success stories. And I'm in communication with them. Hopefully we can get them on the call as well. So I want to introduce to you the agenda for this evening. I want to talk a little bit about TAFE. It's an acronym for Taking Action for Your Health. And then we'll bring on a guest speaker, Michael, who is a TAFE grad and a TAFE leader. And then I will do my presentation on the five pillars to all disease conditions: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, circulation. And I know we're in the process of adding the next one, which is emotion. So let's talk about TAFE. TAFE is an education coupled along with quality controlled herbs and superfoods from nature's sunshine. It is a course of action, not just a course of education. It's a course of action, and it was developed by me, Donna Roth, and my daughter, Susan. It addresses all the five pillars that we mention in detail until you get it. In TAFE, we work with a team of, 3 to 7 people. We meet every morning at a specified time via teleconference call for about 20 minutes, because the first 5 minutes is meeting time and questions and answers. And the next 5 minutes, you report your accountabilities towards your health. And then you receive a 5-minute lesson that is presented to you and then emailed to you. And then the last 5 minutes, you commit to your health, you express your gratitude, and you create for your health. And we're excited about that. I love TAFE. It is result-oriented. Your commitments include eating the right foods, having a superfood smoothie each day, cleansing your intestinal tract, taking high-dense nutritious supplements, opening up your lymphatic system, exercising, ionic breathing, doing a journal, and you have some reading assignments. The results at the end of 8 weeks are profound. I am here to say that you can research the internet for hours and never discover this information. You can even go to the Mayo Clinic and never discover this information. And you receive it all for the price of $377 plus the cost of your own products. TAFE is guided, it's directed, it's very well structured. It is scientifically documented, and it's result-oriented. And so far, TAFE is almost 3 years old, and we've had about 60 teams that have gone through the TAFE program with different leaders. In TAFE, you learn that your body is created to heal, whoever teaches you that. Even if you have cancer, your body is still created to heal. In TAFE, you learn that you can take control and responsibility for the health of your own body. In TAFE, you'll learn that cancer and diseased conditions cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees, and you find out how to raise your body temperature. Who teaches you this? Only TAFE. I am now going to turn the time over to Michael, who is a TAFE grad and a TAFE leader. He has had cancer. He's had his own experience. He is one of those that has searched the internet over and over again for about 5 years and never discovered the secrets to his healing until he discovered TAFE. Michael, are you there?
I'm here and raring to go.
Yay!
So just want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am 69 years old. I have had various exposure to many kinds of conditions that were toxic, including having been a farmer and never wore a mask when I did any spraying, and a whole bunch of different things like that. So I had some issues that came up as a result of that kind of an environment. And I'm now living as measured in a 33-year-old metabolic age body. In other words, my body's functioning like it was when I was 33 years old. So I'm going to spend some time reading some things and making some comments, and I really am excited about this, so here we go. I wrote this a little while ago on June 25th, and this is what I said, and I sent out to many people. One of the main objectives with TAFE is getting it. This is an experiential as-lived program designed to give you access to know how and why your body works the way it does to heal itself. Your body is wonderfully made to use foods as medicine to deal with any issue that is out of the norm of optimal health. TAFE is designed to educate you to understand what plant food sources you need to restore and maintain this ultimate goal. The human body is a complex machine that can heal with the environment it lives in. For me to know how to provide my body what it needs in this environment by feeding it and the essential requirements to be fully alive is a freeing experience. Getting it for myself is my responsibility, since I am the one who firsthand experiences living in the environment of this body and all that is going on in it and around it. I looked for many years to glean this knowledge and found many bits and pieces here and there. But thanks to the internet, I could make some sense of some of the health issues I encountered. This was a great help. However, until I was willing to take 100% responsibility for the actions I saw may be useful to take, I was not able to get it in a way that I now discovered. The common sense I now use leads to having a healthy body from having done the therapeutic nutritional educational program called TAFE. Take action for your health is a very empowering process that has offered me the understanding to know how to deal with many health issues. Now I'm going to share what vision I had around when I created at the beginning of the program, and this is one of the steps we take, which is very, very looking forward to what it is that your body is, what you're trying to create out of the TAFE program. This is what I said at the beginning of the program. I express vitality, and I am a walking demonstration of what health looks like. I can listen for what my body wants. I hear what I need to maintain optimal health. I have the means to nourish my body and treat it with respect as my best friend. Consequently, I'm at the source of generating a vibrant experience of living with the wisdom to take full responsibility for my health. I share this abundance with many others as the ultimate gift, which is what I'm actually doing now with you all. I'm going to share my successes that I had as a result at the end of the 8-week program, which I finished at the end of January. So this is my success story. My sinuses have cleared up, thus I can breathe freely. Sharp, small, stabbing pains have disappeared. I suffered from sinusitis for many years, and the interesting thing was that when it all cleared up, my voice sounded differently. So that when I spoke to my relatives, or some people, friends of mine that hadn't heard me speak for about 5 years, they didn't recognize me anymore. That was a dramatic difference. And it's all cleared up. The propensity for bronchitis is gone. No more coughing up of mucus, clear or colored. I sleep through the night consistently, 6 to 8 hours. I healed quickly after the extraction of 2 root canal teeth using SilverGuard, a product of Nature Sunshine, to rinse my mouth during the time after the surgery and having used cat's claw to take care of the inflammation, and I did not take any antibiotics after either of these dental surgeries. And they healed very quickly. It was quite miraculous. I could chew normally on the sides of my mouth where I had had these open extractions within a month. I eat less volume of the most nutritional food. I now know what nourishes my body and what does not. I have lost 7 pounds in the first 2 weeks to have my ideal weight of 166 pounds come back as it was at 25 years old and have stayed level for the following past 6 weeks. I'm 6 feet tall, by the way. And everybody says, you look very thin. I stopped taking all medication to reduce my high blood platelet count. And my blood platelet count lowered by 4% between blood tests that I get done monthly. I look forward to not taking any medications, which I was told were needed for the rest of my life to handle this condition. I look forward to more test reports regarding cancerous conditions in the areas of my kidney and prostate. These areas have been monitored semi-annually for 7 years since the cancer was revealed to me. A slow progression of minor concern has happened without any biopsies, medication, and chemotherapies or surgery. I look forward to having all occurrences of cancer in my body disappear by using what I've gotten from this therapeutic nutritional program. And here's the latest news. This was as of the end of January. At 3 weeks ago, I saw my urologist who's been looking after my condition around my around my prostate, and it was deemed cancerous as of 2007. And I had an MRI done on my prostate, no biopsies anymore. The one was done in July of 2015, and it showed a spot in my prostate that was the cancer. I had another MRI done in May of 2016, just 2 months ago, and the spot was gone. My urologist, who has been taking care of me for 12 years, dismissed me. He said, I don't need to see you anymore. What good news. My candida saliva test has improved by 50% so far and has consistently improved over weeks during the program. So we have a program that the whole nutritional program addresses candida, which is really at the source of many ailments in our bodies. Any source of infection or the health in my body, I can feel it for myself these days, especially in the last 6 months. The fungal growth that appeared as small bumps on my skin in a couple of places has decreased in size. In fact, I had a spot on my left cheek, that was quite visible, and a lot of people expressed concern, and they said, do you now have skin cancer? I says, no, I'm dealing with that now. And in the last 3 months, using Pow Pow, right on the topical application on the spot, it has completely disappeared. And I actually had a video done of an interview in March, and I want to look at that video to remember what it looked like. But it was of a real concern that many people knew what conditions I was dealing with. I had itchy skin and scratched for relief, even at nighttime while I was asleep. I'm not itchy anymore. Abdominal discomfort and painful cramps are gone with regular elimination of my intestinal tract as a result of cleansing superfoods consumption. I've been freely sharing with people about what I'm creating for my health and have them wanting to find out more about what they can do for themselves and their friends and family who have more serious conditions they are dealing with. I just want to add one more thing in regarding my root canals. When I had my root canals extracted, there was one that I had had done in 1972, many, many years ago in my early or mid-20s. And when they pulled out the root, they showed that the silver pin that had been put in to the base of the root was protruding into the membrane of my sinus. And consequently, that was the source of the infection in my sinuses and also the source of what my body and immune system could not do and take care of because of my immune system was so consumed by the sinusitis and it was not available to deal in many other ways with conditions in my body. So consequently, since I've had my root canals done, not only has everything around my sinuses has cleared up and many other things, but I see that it can actually be the source of disappearing my cancer in my prostate. So that's actually my story around what I'm up to. And now I'm very, very interested in giving this away to people. And that's why I chose to be a TAFI leader. I'm in my second team already, and it is absolutely amazing by having the opportunity to make that contribution to people, what it provides for me, how fulfilling it is, how much opportunity I have to express my gratitude for them and to acknowledge their experience of they being responsible for their health. It is very rewarding. And that's about what I have to say about what I've been up to in as a TAFI participant and as a TAFI leader. And I look forward to a whole lot more miraculous, amazing results that are capable of happening as a result of this program. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, Michael. And so what we're going to do at this point in time is we are going to take 5 minutes or so, and you can open it up and ask Michael questions if you so choose. So we'll give you a few more minutes. So let's go. If you have a question, please ask.
Okay. This is Kathy.
Kathy, go ahead.
I have been a chronic asthmatic since I was 2 and a half. I'm 65 now. My asthma disappeared for 4 years at one point, but it came back, and then it's come back in varying degrees. The past few years have been tough. And it's really hampered what I can do. I'm really interested in this program.
Awesome, Kathy. And that's the key. If you take TAFI, then you will learn how to take responsibility so that the asthma can go away. And we had, I think there was Amarjeet was on Michael's team. And she had asthma. She was on asthma medication. She is off asthma medication, so I know one. And then earlier on, I taught a lady, and her name is Donna, and she was on asthma medication, blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication. She's off all medications, and that's been now like 2.5 years ago.
Wow.
We have a solution, and you need the education, and you could take responsibility. Kathy, welcome. So, Michael, could you put her name down? She's interested in doing TAFI.
Absolutely. Kathy, I'm going to send the report that Amarjeet wrote, very much like not the same as, but her report, as a result of having done the TAFI program, and she was part of the team that I was in, and that Donna led. So I'm going to forward in an email the report with her about her asthma. Okay.
Okay, that's awesome.
Thank you, Kathy. Any other comments or questions? This is your time. Go ahead, please.
What did he say? Michael? What did you use on your? You said you had something on your face, and you put something on it, and this spot appeared.
Yes, I put the concentration of the contents in the Pow Pow Nature Sunshine product, and what I was told by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin, who actually designed it all. When he was on a call, I asked him a question similar to this kind of time, and he said, take the concentrated essence of it by opening up the capsule and mixing it with rubbing with 99% isopropanol alcohol, evaporate it off so that you leave what you're left with is the concentrated nature of the Pow Pow result. And then I mixed it with a little bit of coconut butter, coconut oil.
Right.
And I kept it, and I've swabbed it on there with a little Q-tip every day for 6 weeks. And in that 6 weeks' time, it used to look like a reddish little crust on my cheek. And now you can't see it anymore.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Is that clear what I did? And if you do want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me through Donna, or I can give you my phone number.
No, this is good. I've written it all down. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
Hilda.
Yeah. Okay. One more question. Anybody else?
I have a question, Donna.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I have a question to Michael about Candida. Because if I understood properly, like you had Candida, and throughout the TAFI program, you resolved this Candida condition. Like, did you take the Candida Clear from, or it's throughout like a regular? I'll say the base of the TAFI program that you got rid of it.
I used the base instruction that was given to me by Donna that got rid of it. I had considered doing the Candida Clear, and I chose to follow the TAFI program as instructed, and if it did not work, I had that as a reserve measure to take responsibility for having it not be there anymore like that. And I didn't have to do Candida Clear.
Okay.
Thank you, and there was somebody else that had a question. Go ahead.
Hi, it's William, also a TAFI grad. I joined the call a little bit late, but I had a question for Michael about something that was spoken about briefly in this call, and that was about root canals. I'm about to have a root canal surgery coming up in about 2 weeks, and I just wanted to ask Michael a little bit more about some of the things that he's used for his root canal treatments, because he went through it too, I understand, and I know we've had a conversation, but I'd like to know, Michael, just to share with the rest of the listeners what you did to heal the root canal once it was extracted and how you prepare for that.
Okay, great. So first of all, I was very definite with the dental surgeon that I was not going to be taking any antibiotics because they always recommend a wide range antibiotic. And that is more detrimental than it could be helpful because it kills off all the healthy bacteria in your intestinal tract and you basically almost have to start back at zero. And that's what I had been doing when I originally had sinusitis. I went through 4 rounds of antibiotics to try and handle the infection in my sinuses and none of it touched it and I suffered the consequences. So I know that's a different subject, but anyway, that would be the first step. The next step was that it was recommended before I had my dental surgery to really take on a lot of cat's claw, which prepared my body, having dealt with any inflammation that there was, so my body was available completely to cause healing. And also to, and if I felt any discomfort in my mouth, to use Silver Guard mouthwash and rinse my mouth a few days before the surgery, 3 times a day with a teaspoon of Silver Guard. Once I had my surgery, Donna recommended that I continue and up the cat's claw, and I would take 4-5 times a day. And in between that time, approximately every hour and a half, I would rinse my mouth once the bleeding had stopped, and even like within an hour, the bleeding had stopped, I rinsed my mouth with a teaspoon of Silver Guard every hour and a half, and I would hold it in my mouth for 6 minutes and swish it around in my mouth and then swallow it. So I would alternate back and forth with cat's claw 4 or 5 times a day, and at least 5 times a day. It was more like 7 because I started with Silver Guard and finished the day with Silver Guard mouthwash. So, and I kept that up until I used the full, I think it's almost a liter bottle of Silver Guard. So, and I kept that up until it felt like it was no longer, it was actually healing for about a week. And then I reduced everything somewhat because I knew there was no pain, no infection, and I cut back on everything somewhat by about half. But I continued with cat's claw and Silver Guard as much as I had and kept it up for about 3 weeks. And in 3 weeks' time, everything was healed. It was absolutely very quick with very little pain. And they actually, in a root canal, because of the tissue that normally is the connective membrane between your jawbone and your tooth, of your root of your tooth, that doesn't exist anymore. Your root actually welds to the bone of your jaw, and so they have to go with quite deep surgery to drill out the bits. I made sure they didn't let up and got everything out, because I didn't want to have to deal with any remnant of a dead tooth in my mouth anymore. And consequently, because of all of that, it healed very well. And that's what
thank
I have to say
you.
About that.
Okay. Thank you, Michael, and thank you, William, for asking that awesome question. And so now you have the protocol. It's
and Donna,
it's simple,
can I make
and it works every time.
Donna, can I make a brief comment?
Yes.
As seen as I've had about 15 of these problems that they've discussed, it's imperative to get the periodontal ligament. And Michael, just to explain that, it's between the tooth and the jawbone. They typically don't remove that. They've got to put a burr, clean it out about a millimeter, until you get blood. And I've talked to different dentists that do this. Preferable get a biological dentist that knows what he's doing. But that's the source of future cavitations if you don't remove it. It's very important. So thank you.
Is that John?
Yes, hello.
Yay! Thank you, John, for that comment. There you go. All right.
Done that.
Thank you, and thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody who asked Michael the questions that are so essential, and I want to start moving into defining cancer. And it's not just cancer we're talking about. It's any other disease conditions and moving into the five pillars. But I want to define cancer. I want to give it a definition. If you have a definition for cancer, then you know what to do about it. You have to know what it is in order to do something about it. So cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made because there is a nutritional and oxygen deficiency. And the cell walls in that injured toxic area of inflammation becomes mutated by fungal infection. So consequently, there is a constant fungal cell replication. So let's take this definition apart. For cancer to occur, there is, number one, an injury. One thing we need to know is cells replicate for a reason. They don't randomly replicate. They replicate to repair an injury. Even Dr. McDougall, he was Steve Jobs' cancer doctor, oncologist. He said, cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. The next thing, number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless all the required nutrients are in place. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, how can oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication take place? Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean it out. And that's why the oxygen levels to that toxic injured area drops to below 35%. And number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. That toxic debris eventually leads to a fungal infection. So here's the bottom line. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I think you have the picture. This is not just about cancer. This is about five pillars. So let's talk about the five pillars. Injury. The fact that cancer starts from an injury was taught in medical universities 100 years ago. I have the particular medical textbook of general pathology by Dr. Ziegler, dated 1903. They were teaching doctors at the time that the causes of tumors were single injuries, blows, crushing, fractures, irritations, rubbing, scratches. How come we lost that in our present-day society? Now, let's define injuries because we tend to get caught up in physical injury. So what Dr. Ziegler was teaching was physical injury, but injuries could come from many different reasons. Exploratory surgeries cause injuries. An infected organ internally can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries. I've never had a mammogram, and I never plan to have one. They don't prevent breast cancer. Taffy prevents breast cancer. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries and therefore leads to further cancer down the road. Root canal procedures can cause injuries. Drugs of various kinds cause gut permeability, an injury to the gut, leading to leaky gut. Lectins that are found in all present-day grains are anti-nutrients that cause leaky gut and escape into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. They cause injuries. Phytates, which are anti-nutrients present in all grains, deplete vitamin D3. And they deplete many minerals. They cause injury. Toxic debris internally invites viruses, and that virus can cause an injury to the liver, to the cervix, etc. Or it can cause infections, as in hepatitis. Injuries can come from nutritional deficiencies. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies, outlines a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941, where agricultural scientists analyzed the nutrient values of different foods in 1941. They repeated this analysis on foods that were grown in soils of 1991. That's 50 years later. This is what they found out. Take note, everyone. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Spinach had 60% less iron. Fruit had 27% less zinc. I'm not going to read the whole list. There's a whole whack of them. What conclusion do we come up with here? We are all deficient in nutrients. No wonder the stem cells cannot do their job of healthy cell replication. Even Antoine Béchamp in the 1860s stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. And Dr. Linus Pauling, who we all know very well in the 1970s, he's the father of vitamin C, he said this, quote, "You can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. Mineral deficiencies cause injury to vulnerable, inherently weak organs internally. A lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells. That can cause an injury as well. Toxic debris will invite all kinds of infections and viruses. That causes injuries." That was documented by Dr. Scott, Dr. Livingston, Dr. Siebert. And guess what the microbiologist did? In that day, these poor scientists that discovered this were scoffed at and mocked. Dr. Ravensku, a Swedish researcher, found documented evidence that people with, and you got to get this, with low cholesterol levels were more prone to infections and cancers. Guess what we're doing today? Taking cholesterol-lowering drugs. No, the cholesterol is there for a reason. It binds toxic heavy metals and saves your life. Many doctors talked about candida being the root to cancer. Michael mentioned candida. What's candida? It's a yeast infection. It's fed by sugar, by starches, by antibiotics, by various drugs. Candida grows a tendril root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane. It causes leaky gut. It then escapes into the bloodstream and it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients. Candida produces xenoestrogens. That's toxic estrogens that are known to feed cancer. Xenoestrogens are also known to destroy the function of the thyroid. I have two calls waiting for me at this point in two situations where people have low thyroid. The cause is the candida. And so what do we want? We want thyroid medication. No, we have to address the candida. And what does thyroid do? It's responsible for metabolism. In other words, how fast are the organs in your body receiving the energy they need? And the thyroid is responsible for your iodine sources, which is critical for radiation absorption. Those xenoestrogens are also known to scramble hormones, and they are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility. These false estrogens from candida also weaken collagen production of the membranes and weaken inner, inherently weak membranes and tissues. Nobody out there talks about low body temperature and how critical that is in all health conditions. Low body temperature can result in injury. Low body temperature slows down blood circulation, and then the oxygen cannot reach vulnerable organs. Lowered oxygen levels means microbial invasion. And then what does that lead to? Cancer, Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, diabetes, heart attacks, depression, asthma, and so on. Cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees centigrade. Who teaches you this? You learn it in Taffy. Dr. Bernice Eddy in the 1950s was a scientist who worked on vaccines in a laboratory setting. She was injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And guess what she discovered? These hamsters got all kinds of various cancers. How many of you have studied the ingredients to a vaccination shot, to a flu shot, to a tetanus shot, and you freely line up to get one of these? Do your research findings. I will never have a flu shot. And Dr. Bernice Eddy reported her findings to her colleagues, and she warned them if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, we would have an epidemic within 20 years. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. Sugar is a contributor to injury. In 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse getting cancer. Interesting. And so he repeated this kind of observation in a laboratory setting, proving that sugar feeds cancer. He received a Nobel Prize. In 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg proved scientifically that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Dr. Koh proved that too much sugar to the cells will provoke it to start exhibiting all the phenotypes of cancer. He proved that sugar produces an enzyme called hexokinase that inhibits cancer cell apoptosis. He proved that. And we ignore all of this information. Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals and chemicals that are found in mercury fillings in the teeth and all the vaccinations. And these toxic heavy metals get into the bloodstream, and that can lead to inflammation, which impedes blood circulation, and that can create false estrogens, which feed cancer. I want to address marijuana. Marijuana, recently, November 29, 2010, there was a study, and this is what it said. Marijuana can suppress the body's immune system, which explains why pot smokers are more susceptible than non-smokers to certain cancers and infections. Then we referred to Dr. Hamer, who stated that cancer comes from strong negative emotions, anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred. Think about it. It causes an overload of toxic acids. We have all felt those acids when we experience those kind of negative emotions, that anger. That acid eats away at membranes of vulnerable internal organs. So one thing we must know is that cancer starts from an injury. That's why we have cell replication. And it requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. Let's move into what happens when there is an injury. Whenever there is an injury, the brain sets up a message to the injured area, and that message is called current of injury. That current of injury triggers the stem cells into action. There are stem cells in every organ and gland of your body. They are there for healthy cell replication. That's their purpose. And in order for healthy cell replication to take place, they require all the fundamental building blocks. They're your little carpenters in your body. And so they need those building blocks. They need minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and there's about 56 different nutrients that they need. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells are happy, and they replicate healthy cells to repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops, the stem cells, and the current of injury stops. But imagine what happens when even one of these building blocks is missing, when minerals are missing. How can the stem cells replicate healthy cells for you? And if they can't do that, then the current of injury continues with continued cell replication. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and plenty of essential nutrients. I want to talk about inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I have now mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics cause leaky gut. They escape into they escape through the holes in the gut membrane and into the bloodstream. I've also talked about toxic lectins in present-day grains. They poke holes in the gut membrane, and they escape into the bloodstream. This is science and research that's done by Dr. Cordain. And because there are holes in the gut membrane, you now have food, before it's fully digested, escaping into the bloodstream. So these unwanted residues of toxic debris from all these various sources, the lectins, the candida, undigested food, heavy metals, make the blood sticky and heavy. That puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And that weight causes the holes in the capillary walls to dilate. And now you have the escape of these lectins, undigested food particles, heavy metals. They escape from the blood and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissue. The blood has blood plasma proteins that transport oxygen, nutrients, and water to all the cells and tissues. And these blood plasma proteins can now leak out from the blood through the capillary walls into the spaces of the cells and tissues, and they are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water, so now you have a swelling. This is the first process of inflammation, which is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and toxins. And it's not a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system, because that lymphatic system will take the blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavial valves next to our neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels. The kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But imagine what happens when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by debris from drugs, stress, angry emotions, toxic teeth, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, and so on. Eventually, that lymphatic system begins to malfunction. It can't get rid of the toxic debris fast enough. So now we have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins. Over a period of time, this buildup leads to chronic inflammation where essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach the injured area. So what I want to say here is that cancer does not happen overnight. Dr. McDougall proved that. He was able to calculate mathematically Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer and how fast it grew. And he was able to state mathematically, scientifically, that Steve Jobs' cancer started when he was 25 years old. Steve Jobs died in his 50s, about over 25 years later. So we start to see that congestion from this inflammation takes many years. And what does inflammation do? It stops the process of oxidation. This is where Dr. Otto Warburg's work comes in. He discovered that when the oxygen levels to the injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation, for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells, can no longer take place. If now there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, oxidation will flip into fermentation because fermentation is fed by sugar. And this process of fermentation produces ammonia and more acids. Now we have an accumulation of all kinds of toxic debris that's a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus to happen. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of those skin cells, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. So, genetic defects in cancer do not come from inherent birth defects. It is the fungus that integrates into the stem cell line and defects the cell. Cancer is not a genetic illness, so please, women who are listening to this call, do not line up to get a double mastectomy and get your breasts cut off because somebody told you that you have a gene that will give you breast cancer. So now I want us to all to know that when the fungus integrates into the stem cell line, it replicates part fungal, part human cells that cannot repair the injury. And so consequently, we have a continuous replication of these mutated cells, and we call this cancer. And so now that we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens because a repair of injury cannot be made due to a nutritional and an oxygen deficiency, and a fungal infection integrates into the stem cell line and causes the replication of mutated cells. If we understand that, we can prevent cancer from happening, or we can take responsibility and reverse the whole process if we happen to be diagnosed with cancer or multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's or infertility or whatever that may be. What do? We stop feeding the cancer. So we eliminate sugar products and yeast products and all grains which have starches in them and they convert to sugar. We don't drink milk that's high in sugar. We don't drink any pop or alcohol or anything that's high in sugar. The next thing we do is let's give the stem cells all the nutrients they need to repair that injury. So we need to eat the right foods, the grass-fed meats, the fish, the eggs, the vegetables, walnuts, seeds, berries. But even if we're eating the right foods, there's not enough nutrients. This is why we resort to Nature's Sunshine products. And we make a smoothie. And in the smoothie, we put in Chinese mineral chi tonic because we're missing trace minerals. And we add Collagen Plus for collagen powder. It's a collagen powder that's digestible. And it's candida that destroys the collagen. And we can add spirulina or green zone for phytonutrients. And we can add flax whole lignans, which are scientifically known to bind toxic estrogens that the candida produces. And we add Solstic Energy, which are high in antioxidants, which means they stop the free radicals from stealing the oxygen from the cells. And there's guarana in Solstic, which is excellent in breaking up agglutinated blood. That means sticky blood. I love these smoothies because, in fact, they replace the need to do any kind of juicing. Most juices made at home are too sweet. Think about it. Sugar feeds cancer. So we're making juices made from apples, carrots, beets, and so on. And on the second part of this juicing kind of idea is that we do not know how many nutrients and minerals we're receiving in the juices that we take. The third part of it is it's way more economical to get your green zone and your Chinese mineral chi tonic and so on from Nature Sunshine than it is to buy all of that stuff in a grocery store, bring it home, clean it up, and put it into a Vitamix. The next thing we do is we take some super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so that oxygen can move into the cells and toxins move out of the cells. We can take extra vitamin D3 because the D3 today is bonded by toxic phytates found in present-day grains. The vitamin D3 is a natural hormone. We want to then move into decreasing inflammation by cleansing the blood. This is where we take colostrum on an empty stomach to bind toxic lectins, scientifically documented. We take protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach that moves into the blood to digest those undigested food particles in the bloodstream. And it's also known to break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells. This is scientifically documented. We take cat's claw herbal combination to open up the lymphatic system so that all those toxins can drain out through the natural elimination channels. And many times we need to discover where the inflammation is coming from. And we need to address the source of the inflammation. You heard Michael. He addressed his toxic root canals that were giving him not just sinusitis, because then he was able to understand that it was also giving him the cancer. Then we move into increasing circulation. This is where we use oral chelation, the MC tablet, which has been documented scientifically. It was organized, put together by Dr. McCausland to clean out heavy metals like mercury, lead, iron, to clean out metabolic waste, to clean out toxic, sticky stuff, triglycerides. Thereby, it increases the oxygen flow. Then we want to activate all the elimination channels. This is where we take either LBS2, which is a herbal combination to increase bowel and liver activity, or body detox, which is a herbal combination that moves the kidneys, the bowels, and the liver. And we want to address the infection that's happening that causes the cancer. That's a fungal infection. Michael talked about using PAPA, scientifically documented by Dr. McLaughlin to be almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. I hope you got that. 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. Why are you taking chemotherapy that has toxic side effects when you can take PAPA that has absolutely no toxic side effects? PAPA inhibits the sugar from reaching the cancer cells. PAPA destroys the fungus. It gets right into the cancer cells and causes cancer cell apoptosis. And we're talking about Dr. McLaughlin's papa that grows in eastern United States, not graviola, not Brazilian papa, which has a different molecular structure. This is American papa that we're talking about. And we want to increase stem cell production. We can do that by using astragalus. Whoever teaches you that you can give yourself a stem cell transplant by taking astragalus. We have it in capsules. It's a plant. It's also in the cat's claw combination, which is a plant. It's also in the Chinese mineral qi combination. And you can take silver. It also increases stem cell production, which is why Michael's root canal surgeries healed so very quickly. Now, in order to discover more about yourself and your source of inflammation, this is where you need to take TAFI. Stop this business of spending hours of researching on the internet. It's already been done for you. And to discover the success stories, that's why I wrote the book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies. Get a copy of it. There's about 60 cancer success stories in that copy. And the last time I published it, let me see, it was 2013, and I have a whole lot more cancer success stories since then. So I hope the information that Michael gave you this evening will inspire you to take action for your health. Sign up for TAFI. And what will inspire you to start incorporating superfoods into your own foods program for cancer prevention. And it will also inspire you to share this information with friends and family, just as Michael is doing now. And if you know of someone diagnosed with cancer, please help them by inspiring them to attend this call. This is where it starts. And they can also go on my website, www.donnaroth.com, DonnaRoth.com. This is where you can purchase the book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, or Susan's recipe book called Mud Pies. And there's also information on TAFI there as well. So with this, I am going to turn the recording off and we'll do Q&A.